All right. Whoop, it is working.
Good morning. We'll wait a few more minutes. Okay. And you can sit kind of in a circle. Just maybe as best you can. There you go, down on the... Okay, because we need this right here. Come on, have a seat. Happy Easter. I'll be right back. Excuse me. In the beginning. The baby, right here, was born. And God chose the mother Mary to give birth to the Word, and the Word was born a wordless baby. And when the baby looked up at the mother Mary, he already saw a cross. And when the baby looked up at the father Joseph, he already saw cross. And the baby was loved, and he was nurtured, and he was cared for, and he grew up to be a boy. And when this boy, Jesus, was about 12 years old, it was time to celebrate one of the high holy days. And so, the father Joseph and the mother Mary and a whole bunch of people from their village of Nazareth went to the great city of Jerusalem. And when the celebrations were all over, they got on the road back to Nazareth. And Mary and Joseph, well, they thought Jesus was just back a little ways playing with some of the other kids. But when they looked, he wasn't there. He was missing. He was lost. And so they looked from the beginning of the line of people to the end of the line of people, and then they went all the way back to the city of Jerusalem. And they looked in the places where they had eaten and the places where they had slept and everywhere. They couldn't find him. They even looked in like the dark alleys. Very scary. And then they looked in the temple. And there was Jesus, and he was surrounded by rabbis, very, very smart people. And the strange thing was when Jesus was talking, these rabbis were listening because he knew so much. And when the rabbis were talking, Jesus was listening because he wanted to learn more. And Mary asked the question that all mothers would ask a little lost boy. How could you do this? And Jesus said the strangest thing. He said, didn't you know that I would be in my Father's house? He was always saying strange things like that. And the boy was loved, and he was nurtured, and he grew. And when he was about 30 years old, he went to the River Jordan to be baptized by his cousin John. And you can just see John's hair right here. He was a very wild man. And when Jesus went down into the chaos of the water and he came back up, some people said they saw a dove, and some people said that they heard a voice. And the voice said, "This is my son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And after he was baptized, he continued on across the Jordan River into the desert to try to figure out what exactly it was he was supposed to do. And when he was in the desert, which was a very dangerous place with not a lot of food and almost no water, he was very hungry and he was very thirsty. And this voice came and said to him, "Why don't you just take one of those stones over there and turn it into some bread?" And Jesus said, "No. To be human, truly human, is to live by more than bread." And then it was like Jesus was lifted up to the top of the temple in Jerusalem where he was as a boy. And the voice came back and said, you're the Son of God. Why don't you just jump off? And you know God will send his angels to come and pick you up so you won't hit the bottom. And Jesus said, no, we don't need to test God. And then it was like he was lifted up even higher and he could see all of the kingdoms of the world. And the voice came back and it said to him, if you just worship me, I will make you a king of all of these kingdoms. And Jesus said, no, I'm going to be a king, but I am not going to be that kind of king. And so he left the desert, and the voice went away, and he crossed back over the Jordan River because he knew what it was he was supposed to do. Jesus' work was to come close to people. And when Jesus would come close to people, and you can see he's come so close to this blind man right here, Jesus was very good at coming close to people that nobody else wanted to come close to. And when he did that, they were changed. They were different. They were healed. If they couldn't see, they could see. If they couldn't hear, they could hear. And Jesus also told parables. And then he realized that his real work was to become a parable himself. And so he turned towards Jerusalem for the last time. And when he came into Jerusalem on Sunday, it was Palm Sunday. Well, it wasn't a Palm Sunday, it was the first Palm Sunday, and people waved palms because that was a sign of the king. People thought that Jesus was coming to save them from the Roman soldiers, right? And he came in on Sunday, and on Monday, and on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, he went to the temple, and he taught, and he prayed, and every night he went back with his friends, and they had a wonderful meal, and they prayed. And one of the times when he was in the temple, he told this story. He said, you see that woman over there? She's about to put some money in the money box. Listen, can you hear the money? No, she put the smallest coin in the money box. And look, here comes a very rich man and he needs help to carry all of his money bags. They're so heavy. And when he dumps them into the money box, they make a jingling and a clanging unlike anything else. And then he asked a question. He said, now I wonder, who gave the most? And some people said, the woman. And some people said, the rich man. But the guards said, on Thursday, we will take him. But on Thursday, they couldn't find him. Jesus and the 12 were moving through the dark streets to a house where they went up to an upper room and they shared their last supper together. And after they had eaten and had everything they wanted to eat and drink, Jesus took some bread and he broke it and he gave thanks to God for it. And he said the strangest thing. He said, whenever you break bread and you eat it like this, I will be there. And then he took some wine in a cup, and he gave thanks to God for it, and he blessed it. And he gave it to them, and they drank it. And he said, the strangest thing. He said, whenever you drink wine like this, I will be there. And they had no idea what he was talking about, because Jesus was always saying very strange things. And that night, they went up to the Garden of Gethsemane, which was on the Mount of Olives, and Jesus wanted to pray. And when they came back down, Judas, who had left earlier, came back. And he went and he greeted Jesus, and that was a sign to the guards who wanted to take him that it was time. And so they came out of the darkness too, and they took Jesus into the darkness with them. And the 12 were very confused. That was Thursday night. It was a very confusing night. And the next day, they took Jesus to the outside of the city walls, and they crucified him. And he died. And Saturday was so quiet that you could almost hear the earth breathing. And then, Sunday morning, and the women had the courage to go to the tomb. They wanted to be close to Jesus, even though it was sad. And he wasn't there. The tomb was empty. And they were very afraid. But then they remembered that Jesus had said that he would be with them. And he would be with them in bread and in the wine. And that changed everything. And so, we change colors. And this story has a beginning, and this story has an end. And then when we see this side, we know that there's this side, and well, they don't come apart. So it doesn't really have an end. It has a beginning and no end. So can we keep the story in a line? No. So let's see what we can do. Put this here. Put this here. And we'll put that there. So, I don't know if you can see that in my robe. Sorry. But it's a circle, right? It goes around. And we talked about that upstairs a lot, right? That the circle, it has no beginning and no end. And you can tell this story. It's upstairs, and you know where it is. Anytime you want to tell it. Because it's a great story. And I say, Happy Easter to all of you. God loves you.